Friday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show. Pew, 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 on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
That would have made a good fair t-shirt.
What? Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Well, put that...
Or like air horn in between asterisks.
Well, we will put that... We should put that in our tickler file.
Yeah.
I love that tickler file. Mm. Happy Friday, everybody.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Okay. Bradley.
Yes, ma'am.
Why would today be any different than any other day on the Colleen and Bradley Show? We must start with a conversation about one. Britney Spears.
Britney Jean Spears.
What's the latest and greatest?
Yeah, we don't even need to get the Cobra Gang together, I guess, because, frankly, here's the thing. It is clear. There's not a mystery to solve. It is clear that if you take the story we talked about yesterday and add it to the story I'm about to tell you, there is a calculated move on the part of someone other than Britney Spears.
Okay.
To make it sound like everything's fine. Ooh. It's fine. There's nothing to see here.
Okay, so how do we know this?
Thank you. Because I said, take the story we did yesterday, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but the conversation we had yesterday was about sources.
That a source told People magazine that she's really liking the developments so far, yes, and she's happy to be driving again.
Exactly. Oh, look at this. There's another source talking to E.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, we know that because that's what E told us, but also it's an exclusive, which generally means in the parlance of the Colleen and Bradley Show,
the call is coming from inside the house.
Britney Spears is relieved and hopeful about her future amid conservatorship battles. So then you go through all this folderol, but you'll get to a point where they quote a source speaking directly to E! News. Quote, since Britney spoke out in court, things have changed and become a little more relaxed.
Hmm.
She's gained more independence and control over her life. She feels like a big weight has been lifted and that she's free to speak her mind. She is relieved and hopeful about the future for the first time in years. Okay, that's... Sounds kind of basically like what we heard yesterday, right?
Right. And it sounds sounds a little too like happy ending.
Well, yeah, it sounds a little too press release-y, right, if you ask
me,
right?
Yes, yes. Okay. Which is not, by the way, what her Instagram is sounding like.
No,
not at all.
And we're going to get to that.
Right.
Promise you me.
Stick a pin in that.
Promise me you. They go on, and this is the part that I think is particularly delightful and necessary to bring to all thine attention. Quote, she's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing. She loves spending time on her dances and being creative. She feels fulfilled and satisfied knowing that she can use her voice however she wants. She can finally do and say whatever she pleases. She feels like there are people in her corner. Blah, mm-hmm, blah, mm-hmm, blah, blah. Back it up. Excuse
me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing.
Mm-hmm. This is from the conservatorship. This is coming straight out of the mouths of the conservatorship.
What was my thesis?
This has come out of somebody's mouth, but yes! The name Britney's.
And that name has to be the conservatorship, right? Because who else would it be?
Which is interesting because what you see now is a pivot from what they were doing before, which is trying to make her look as unhinged as possible.
Yeah. But now
that the public has heard her and we're all like, hey, down with the conservatorship. The conservatorship is like, how do we make it seem like everything is just fine the way it is so that we can try to build a case to maintain the status quo? Am I on to something? Is that what you were thinking?
You are exactly where I was when I read this story. I was like, okay, well, like, you can't even do this well because who says things like, she's enjoying doing her Instagram? Like Britney's sitting around
she
going,
loves
you
her
know
dances.
What I like? I like... Or actually, it has to be like, hey, guys, you know what I like? I can't do
sexy
Britney
baby.
Very well.
You have to do sexy
hi,
baby.
Hey, guys.
There.
You know what I like? I like
sorry. That was my sexy baby.
Sexy She's, baby.
I enjoy doing my Instagram posts without any editing.
Also,
nobody says that.
Right.
What also proves the point that Britney Spears' social media has been handled to the nth degree.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Gives it all away.
Oh. Yes.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
Let's.
You brought it up. Let's just go there, because in addition to the fact that we now know somebody on the inside of the Britney Spears conservatorship is trying to make everything seem like everything's fine. Can we please take a look at her most recent Instagram post? Thank you very much. Turn there now.
Okay.
Boop. 7,840,000 views on a video of Britney Spears doing admittedly what she does all the time.
Right. Nothing different. It's a different location in her home.
Yeah.
Right. She's not twirling in her foyer.
As a dancer and a professor of dance at Dance College America, can you please explain to people what she's doing?
She's doing like a really interesting sort of hip isolation. Some occasionally with some head swinging, and then like a little like hip rounding, and then some like. I mean, she's dancing. She's just grooving.
Yeah,
she's getting her groove on.
Here's what I think as a layperson when I watch this. Here's a person who knows how to or has done a lot of dance routines in her life and has a lot of routines stored up in her brain.
Yeah.
And she's just free-forming.
Oh,
and
big
what's
time.
Coming
this is,
out
yeah.
is just like little bits and pieces of all sorts of routines she's probably done over the years, right?
So she's just moved by the music.
Particularly organized. It's also very, and I know this is a thing you really want to pay attention to. She likes to like,
it's really pants. It's pants pulley downy, but not all the way downy.
She pulls her pants down a lot.
Which now, I have a whole thing about that. Stick a pin in it.
Stick a pin in that, because now I want to get back to, and I don't know, Holly, if you have any Britney Spears Instagram post background music, because I'm not going to read this whole thing. I think you would all essentially turn off your radios because it is long. It is probably one of the longest posts she's ever done.
It's really long.
I mean, it's really long.
Yeah.
But if you will indulge me, I actually think I would like to do this two ways. One way is I'm going to start reading. When I stop reading, I would like you to continue reading.
Oh, okay. That way, this is fun. It's like church. Go on. Yes.
And this is
or an AA meeting.
This is the caption that's on the video of Britney Spears dancing.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. A little music. That's all.
Kudos us for getting that out in record time.
All righty. Well so, done.
What are we to make of this?
I mean, listen, here's the thing. I just think she's stream of consciousnessing. And
oh, like William Faulkner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's been a while since she's been able to speak freely on her Instagram. And what we're getting here is a little peek inside her.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I
actually think this is edited.
I mean, one of the greatest mysteries of all time, when I go to the great hereafter, I will ask,
who
were those captions on Britney's Instagram written by her?
You know, listen, my gut feeling is that that one was edited.
Yeah, but remember...
She's so happy.
She's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing. I guess I live in a world where all things are possible because I don't know. I just have such a hard time. I'm always very like column A, column B. Like, well, on the one hand, I could see a case where she is just kind of like doing her own thing. And she's just writing and going with it. But is she doing it on her phone and posting directly to Instagram, or does she put that in an email?
I don't know.
And send it to the gal, and then the gal's like, I have to copy paste that? Like, how does it? It's so weird.
I don't
and
understand.
Weird is the right word. It is not a judgment. It is very stream of consciousness. I think that's the truth. And I guess you could kind of pick apart the different meanings in there. Like, there's no punctuation that makes any sense. So it's hard sometimes to figure out what she's actually saying. You know, because she started out by saying, what do you guys do to keep your dreams alive? I'm just curious at this point. I'm not sure it's a good idea to listen to advice from some people. And then she goes into the tennis shoes thing.
And the beginning part of it, I'm like, I'm here for that conversation. Can we continue with that? But then we started going shopping for tennis shoes. And
I was like, maybe is she saying, then there's like, a just vacation find with stuff Cher. In your closet? But yeah, then she ends up in Saint-Tropez with Cher. And I'm sure Cher, knowing Cher, is like, cool, yeah. Let's go, Britney.
Yeah, Cher tweeted, this. Actually.
Did she? What did she say?
She was like, when Britney is free, we will go to Saint-Tropez and have all the ice cream she wants.
Oh, and I believe that. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm stuck with this one because I do think they have not given up control of her social media yet. And so it is entirely possible that they are letting, because from what we understand from the, I think it was from the Ronan Farrow piece, mm-hmm. was that the posts that are made on her behalf,
yeah.
by CrowdSurf, which is the firm that was hired to manage her social media, are oftentimes her words, but they've edited them.
Sure.
And so I think that we've heard some of her actual words, and then they've also been, and I think it all has to do with how the conservatorship is trying to make themselves look, right? So if indeed we're hearing these stories play out in the tabloids that say, oh, look, she's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. And then we're getting this served up to us. It's supposed to make us question things. And we're doing
that. Which is doing a great job. I mean,
yeah.
That's why, like, the news reports and the Instagram side by side create a dissonance that is hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means, honestly, but we will continue to watch it and mm-hmm. talk about it.
Yeah.
And try to make sense of it, because what else are we going
to
do?
And I just need to really quickly say my piece about the pants pulley
downy. Oh, yeah, what was the pants pulley
downy
thing?
It is so quick, but it is one of
she
those.
She does that a lot in her videos.
Yeah, and what it makes me feel like is that I feel uncomfortable because you see what it looks like when a 40-year-old woman, right? She's 40. When you watch that, you think of the years and years and years and years and years that she's been sexualized, and that was all pushed by her father, right? Like, she's been doing the pants pulley downy thing since she was a teenager.
Well, there is to that point, there is a stunted growth thing with Britney. Like, mm-hmm. she seems to be, and which is totally understandable, because whether you've had trauma in your life, whether you're like an addict, whether you're like, there are many instances where this is a long conversation.
It's called arrested development.
Arrested development.
Yep. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts is here, and she has brought us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hey, Holly.
Hey, 2020 Tokyo Olympics officially began today. It's already tomorrow, I believe, in Tokyo. So the opening
ceremony. They're in the future.
They're in the future. Yeah. Or in the past. No, they are past. No, future. No. International timeline. Yes, that's right.
They're in the future.
They are in the future. So the opening ceremonies have already happened. We're not going to be able to watch the edited package until they air on NBC tonight. I believe they start at 6:30 local time. So if you want to watch that, go ahead and do that. You will be privileged to watch 1,824 drones.
Wow.
Forming together to make the symbol of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
That's kind of cool. When you can't get that many people together.
Truth. Right.
Hey, so what else can we do?
Yeah, we're gonna get a lot of drones. So that's happening. It's also weird, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, because they're using the hashtag Tokyo 2020 to describe themselves, even though we're in the year 2021. We did the same thing with the Euro. It's like Euro 2020 is happening, mm-hmm. but it's the year 2021.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's weird.
Things are weird, man.
It's strange, like, man. Strange times.
Yeah, when you really think about it, what is time and space anyways?
We made it up.
Yeah, we did make it up.
It is all manufactured.
Yeah, but the Olympics are happening for the next couple of weeks, so go ahead and watch athletes do their thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Go sports! Lance Bass said he was forced to say bye, bye, bye to Britney Spears because of her conservatorship.
Okay. No. That's a headline, because if he actually said that, I would plots.
No,
right
of course
here.
He did not say that. Page six.
I was
said
forced
that.
To say bye to Britney Spears.
Bye.
So Lance Bass is giving a new interview, and he said he hasn't spoken to Britney Spears in years, saying that we've been kept away from each other for quite a while.
Aww.
Well, his man was spilling some stuff on the Twitter.
Oh, like what?
Really? Yes.
Just, I don't remember.
Spill the spilled tea.
I don't remember exactly what prompted this, but people were coming for him because they have been coming, you know, Britney stans have been coming for everyone that she interacted with that didn't free her or was deemed somehow problematic.
Right. Sure. Partly probably because of that Instagram post that she made where she basically was like, you're talking now, but where were you?
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I would assume so. And I think specifically with him, it was like statements he'd made in the past that seemed to legitimize the conservatorship or say, like, you know, implying that she really needed some serious help. But
right.
But I don't know if they're married. I'm assuming they're married.
I husband? Think, yeah, Lance, I think Lance Bass is
I
married.
I believe you're right.
So his husband, it's Friday, you guys, Friday mouth. His husband, Lance Bass's husband, was on the Twitter, like, pushing back, sort of saying, like, things that probably Lance should have been saying, but clearly didn't feel comfortable saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that, like, hey, Lance didn't have any of the information that we all have now. And he was being told by people, like, just like everybody was being told that this was necessary. People were lying is what he was saying. And so they were, he was just like, cool it.
Right.
Lance didn't know any better.
Right.
And now he's, you know, fully on Free Britney watch.
On the Free Britney wagon.
Yeah, so that's kind of echoed in this new interview with Lance Bass, where he's just said, we've been kept away from each other for a while. And he's like, I don't know exactly what Britney needs, but I do know that Britney is sane enough to pick her own people. That's according to Lance Bass.
Imagine how sad. I mean, like, it's hard to put yourself in that position of somebody who had been really close at one point to Britney, who literally can't get to her and can't do anything about it, but kind of has a feel probably for, like, something's not right here.
Yeah. But then actively, what can you literally do?
And how many people were in that position?
You're also in the public's eye yourself.
Right.
So you have your own, which is totally valid.
Right.
Like, you're allowed to take care of yourself.
Right. Well, that was a great dirt alert. Holly, thank you for bringing us all the dirt. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some pop culture mysteries to solve. We're going to do that in the form of blind items that Holly's going to bring to us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve right here on the Colleen and Bradley show. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello. Legs.
Ooh. And we solve these mysteries in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment. We call it Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Celebrity gossip mysteries to solve this Friday afternoon. Here's our first one. NT Lawyer wants to ask you a question. Why does the boyfriend of the singer need to have his own PR person? He does. Which is why he is front and center in the tabloids every day. He really wants to be an actor. On his current track, it's looking more like he's heading down the reality road.
Sam Asghari. And Britney Spears.
Interesting.
And TMZ.
Exactly. So, why does Sam Asghari, boyfriend of Britney Spears, need to have his own PR person? Well, Sam Asghari does, which is why he's front and center in the tabloids every day, specifically TMZ. Oh, how did they find Sam Asghari at the car dealership?
Weird.
Yeah, Sam Asghari really wants to be an actor, but on his current track, NT Lawyer thinks it's looking more like Sam Asghari's heading down the reality road.
You know...
Yeah?
Sure. I'm just saying, okay.
Well, yeah. Why not?
I guess, you know, it is Hollywood, man.
It is.
So, and I think he's just making lemons out of lemons.
Right. No, you're right. Like, this is happening, and if he wants to continue to be out front, he's got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
And why would he use her PR people?
Why would he?
Right. I mean, like, he's an actor in his own right. He would have his own PR
people. Yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, you would hire your own people because...
And everybody in Hollywood has an agent.
I mean, come on.
Even the people that are, like, you know, I mean, probably the person that was at the car dealership. I mean, probably the paparazzo who was taking the video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I don't know that NT Lawyer is trying to make it seem like that's an unnecessary thing, but I'm just stating the obvious, I guess.
Hi. It's so obvious.
Everyone has representation.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because in Hollywood,
nothing is real.
Sorry.
And everyone smokes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a biz. It's called show business for a reason.
Right? Thank you.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Another year, another summer of this A-minus list mostly movie actor who is the highest grossing box office actor of all time, ignoring the activities on the yacht of the mogul.
Okay, so the yacht of the mogul, is that like David Geffen?
It could be, but okay. He was also spotted on somebody else's yacht, who okay. I guess you could consider a mogul.
Okay.
Oprah?
No, actually, this person comes from the world of sports.
Oh, Alex Rodriguez?
No.
Oh.
Big superstar in the 80s and 90s.
Big superstar in the 80s and 90s?
Yes, playing a sport, has gone on to be quite the business person in his own right.
Great.
He played basketball.
Oh.
Michael Jordan?
No, but in the right area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. I'm looking at him in my head. Oh, my gosh. I can't pull up his name.
Mm.
Is it?
Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go. That's Thank a you. Rando. Okay.
It is okay,
so
rando. It's his
so who's
yacht?
The A-minus list mostly movie actor? The hot. Oh, The Rock.
No. Now, this person. It's because they've been in so many different movies. They have had supporting roles in some of the highest grossing box office movies of all time. They have had roles in such movies as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They've had roles in those. They've had roles in 90s blockbusters. One of their famous lines
Literally,
from one of those.
The highest grossing box office actor of all time, and we don't know who it is.
Wait, you were going to give us a famous line.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Wow, you and I are batting 1,000 today, kids.
I don't understand that.
Hold on to your butts?
Why are we holding on to our butts?
Because things are going to start getting real. People were going to be munched on by dinos.
Oh!
Sam.
Doesn't help. Oh, Chris Pratt.
No. Oh, the fly?
Jeff Goldblum? I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another line.
Sam, what's his name? That's the only other guy from the dinosaurs.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so help me understand what all this means.
So... here's what I am reading from the blind item from NT Lawyer. Okay. Another year, another summer of Samuel L. Jackson, ignoring the activities on the yacht, either of David Geffen or Magic Johnson. Now, I say Magic Johnson because there's actual evidence of Samuel L. Jackson being on the yacht of Magic Johnson.
Got it.
Now, usually when NT Lawyer says the yacht of the mogul, it's David Geffen.
Right.
So quite frankly, it could both. Be yacht.
But what does it mean, ignoring the activities? Just meaning
you know.
He's just pretending like the stuff that's happening isn't happening?
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, I'm having a good time on a yacht.
I'm on a yacht.
Hashtag,
yeah, I'm on a boat.
I
got my nautical theme Pashmina Afghan. What? Go ahead.
You ready? hashtag yachting.
Hashtag yachting.
Yeah.
So all of the nefarious activity that goes along with that.
Yes.
And he's just ignoring it.
Yeah, because again, I feel like this is a beat that's going underreported, but we frankly don't have the resources here at My Talk 107.1 to send us to the south of Farts and the Mediterranean, where we're in peak yachting season right now. So there are all sorts of A-list celebrities and moguls and business people and tycoons and nefarious ne'er-do-wells who are coming together in that locale on big fancy yachts to do all sorts of, you know,
things stuff. That we can't speak of, but we don't know what they are because we're
and
not
some
there.
Of which I'm sure is legitimate because Cannes and all that business. But then there's also the dark side of yachting. Ooh. Anyway, those are names I hadn't thought of in the world of yachting. So
neither,
thank you.
Neither. I didn't even know that Magic Johnson had a yacht, but I'm, you know, of course he does. Everybody does.
We don't.
I don't.
Blinded by the item.
You're lying.
It's called Carnival Cruise. Mm.
You have a timeshare in a yacht.
I do.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. The celebrity CEO is trying to start a record label. He thinks he knows what people want to hear. Plus, he knows it's a great way to launder money.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Elon
Fill
Musk
in the blank.
Wants to start a record label because Elon Musk thinks that he knows what people want to hear. Ugh. Plus, Elon Musk knows it's a great way to launder money. So, okay. You know, two and two.
Like I will Chuck say, Woolery said. I understand that he needs,
talk about him anymore.
He would like to find a way to launder money. But I don't trust that he knows what we want to hear.
Uh-uh.
At all.
No. No.
Yeah. Not even a little bit.
But not gonna listen.
Not gonna. Good luck to you.
Should we do another blind item?
Let's do it.
Blinded by the item.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. This foreign-born, illiterate, A-plus list actor used to star in a television show and was the biggest cokehead on the show.
Foreign-born, illiterate, A-plus.
Yeah.
Oh, on a show.
Was.
What was the television? Can you give us a
The television show was on in the late 90s and early 2000s. It was a sitcom. It was back when this guy was known for being funny, and then he started getting actiony and funny at the same time.
Okay.
But he was just funny at the time.
Okay. Was the show, is it like, give us more information about the show.
A sitcom from the late 90s.
Yeah, sitcom from the late 90s.
Was he, wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Is this a person Canadian foreign?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Is it like a Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, what show was he on, though?
It was called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. And then right. Abbreviated.
Oh, God, I have no idea what that show is.
Yeah, then abbreviated to just Two Guys and a Girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to the pizza place. That was one of those ones that I think that was supposed to be slightly patterned after Friends. Am I right?
Yes. There are many Friends imitators in the mid to late 90s.
What was that on? What network?
ABC.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I think I've seen it once and it was not worth watching more of.
Yeah. Focusing on the lives of 20-somethings.
Ooh. Yeah.
The fictional Beacon Street Pizza was based on a real pizza restaurant. So apparently there were 20-somethings who like to hang out and work at a pizza parlor in Boston.
What is Ryan Reynolds must be up to something because I've seen a lot of headlines coming out of an interview with him about his marriage to Blake Lively.
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so we're talking about him a lot.
Anti-Lawyer does not like him.
Mm-mm.
So it doesn't surprise me that this is a blind item, not putting him in a good light.
Yeah, calling him out for some stuff.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, thank you for those blind
items,
Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
It is time. It is time for us to name and like actually bestow a name upon this new publicationship.
Fabulous.
Because Renee Zellweger and Aunt Anstead are taking things to the next level. We'll talk about them and try to name them when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to us on the app on MyTalk1071.com or right there on your radio.
Don't forget to download the second season of our podcast. Four episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, queen.
Go deep in the shallow. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so one of the things that we talk about on the Colleen and Bradley Show is publicationships. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Relationships for publicity.
Thank you. So there's one that I brought up earlier in the week. And I was like, yeah, you know, they're kind of a budding publicationship. We've had reports of Aunt Anstead and Renee Zellweger, like, being out and about and making out. It is super weird. But, according to this headline, this is like the real deal, and it's farther than we realized. This is on Yahoo Entertainment by way of She Knows. I didn't, and now I do. No. Renee Zellweger is casually moving into Aunt Anstead's house.
Casually.
Okay, so I want to read some of the remarks in this article by Kristen Burt, and that's Burt with two T's. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Because I want you to try to figure out, like, where is this coming from? Okay. All right. If there's anything the summer of 2021 is going to be remembered for in Hollywood, it's the lightning speed of relationships. With Bennifer 2.0 on Fast Forward, it looks like Renee Zellweger and Aunt Anstead are taking a move from Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's playbook.
So fast, okay.
So first of all, they want us to be thinking that this is as big of a deal as Jen and Ben.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Just because you say it. I have so many questions, but continue.
All right. So according to a source, it is reported that Zellweger is slowly bringing her items over to his house piece by piece, even though they've only been dating since June. Quote, Renee is already moving things into Aunt's house, according to this magazine's source. The couple has been spotted on the Laguna Beach, California area where Anstead has a home. The insider added that the actress feels, quote, safe with him because he, quote, adores her.
What?
Ew, gross.
Safe?
He feels safe because she feels safe.
He's a big, strong man and she's a tiny little lady.
Now, if you think adding a t-shirt and underwear in a drawer at your boyfriend's house is a big deal, it's gotten serious enough that Zellweger has been introduced.
Wait, are you reading words right now? They literally said that?
Yes.
Oh boy.
I thought you were just like
making stuff up.
Yeah.
So no.
She literally, because I was like, well, what are the things she's bringing over?
Well, apparently it's a t-shirt and underwear. Okay, here's the rest of the sentence, because if you think it's a big deal that she's bringing a couple articles over to Aunt Anstead's house, it's gotten serious enough that Renee Zellweger has been introduced to Anstead's 22-month-old son, Hudson, from his marriage to Christina Hoch. So it's not only that she's got stuff in his drawers, it's also that it's serious enough.
She's got stuff in his drawers. Uh-huh.
It's also that she's met his child, which tells you just how serious they're getting.
He also apparently has a daughter and a son that are teenagers.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a quick little bit more?
I mean, yeah, and then I have a lot of questions.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do. This unexpected pairing may be just what the two of them need. They're both in the entertainment industry, but they're in different sectors.
Okay, this is Aunt Anstead.
I know.
This is a reality star trying to get as much attention for his beboffin Renee Zellweger, an actual celebrity in Hollywood who would not be lowering herself to putting, I don't know. But anyway, I'm just thinking it's more likely to be Aunt.
Agreed.
That's, his person is like, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, hi.
Hi, it's me. I wanted to call and tell you that this is real. Really quick, I'm going to finish this and then we have to name these two. Zellweger and Anstead probably understand the unusual hours and the long days on set without their careers conflicting with one another. It just might be a match made in heaven that we never saw coming, especially now that Anstead is making room for Zellweger to nest.
Oh my God, this is so sexist and gross.
And it's from the website She Knows. Okay. I know it's super gross.
Here's what I know is that this is trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second of all, it's just sad. But third of all, the question that I had was, what was the question I had? I got all up in my brain about this.
It started at the beginning when I told you that they were copying Ben and Jen.
Oh, I know what my question is. Okay. How did these two meet?
Well, nobody knows.
Because this is a weird crossing of reality streams.
Okay, now remember the story I told you earlier in the show, or not in the show, in the week, about how Aunt Anstead took that 5-week program from that guy that was like, how to find the love of your life in four easy steps or something like that.
Relationship guru. Yeah.
Right.
Trash.
Right. And so something tells, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like he was on the prowl for her. Like, I think if I'm in my the story I'm painting in my mind, the fiction I'm writing, he was like, who's a celebrity that would be attainable for me? That would have been a big deal at one point that maybe isn't a big deal right now. But if I were seen with them, then we would like get some talking.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger.
Okay. I need you to do me a favor. Sure. So please, I'm going to give you a link now at the bottom of this segment. It goes back to the initial article about these two that appears in Us Weekly. Mm-hmm. And there's pictures of them like walking on the beach. And she looks, she's just like, she's like somebody's mom. And she's like really happy because he's cute. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a big, strong man.
She feels safe with him.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Look in her hands. And I see two things.
Oh,
one of them is a water jug. Do you know what the other thing is?
No, what is that?
I think that's like oxygen.
What? Oh my gosh.
Isn't that one of those things you put on your face?
I think you're right, but are they going scuba?
No, that's not a scuba.
I don't know, like
bougie, like, I gotta have oxygen to stay youthful.
It is. I think that it is. Oh, Biggie. Which is like a can of oxygen you can carry around and huff.
What?
Seriously.
Rich people, man.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Okay, well, what are we calling him? Aunt Wegger? Zelsted?
Oh, yeah. Zelsted. I like Zelsted. That sounds like an app that you like send money on.
Okay, well, they are now christened Zelsted.
Zelsted.
When we come back, we've got some Kimye to talk about after this.